Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Birthday today. It's number 69 for Kevin Rowland, the singer of Dexy's Midnight Runners. It's not Kevin's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen. This one, number one back in 1983. And not too much else in terms of chart success for Dexy's Midnight Runners, but you write one song and it can last forever. That's the case with Come On Eileen. Kevin Rowland from Dexy's Midnight Runners turns 69 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for being alongside. We'll talk after the bottom of the hour with David Osborne from Americans for Fair Treatment. President Joe Biden yesterday signing into law the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. And if you recall, I gave you an assignment yesterday. I said, hey, pay attention to news coverage of the bill signing and how many places will call it the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the name of the bill, and how many will just say it's a tax and climate change bill and maybe a health care bill. Tax, climate, health care bill. The aim has changed after getting their way, and now the renaming begins to call it a tax, climate, and health care bill because there's no indication that it will do anything to address inflation. And then you look at things like this missive from Lisa Moscato from the Associated Press. And you ask yourself, AP news story or press release from the Biden White House? President Joe Biden arrived at the White House promising to build back America. Legislation he signed Tuesday delivers a slimmer, though not insignificant, version of that once sweeping idea. Paragraph 2, it says, approved by the divided Congress. The bill brings the biggest investment ever, blah, 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 blah. Divided Congress, did I miss something? Democrats control the House. Democrats control the Senate with a 50-50 tie. In what way is Congress divided? Democrats have control. That's meant to imply that there was some sort of agreement between Democrats and Republicans to bring you this fine piece of legislation, a divided Congress. No. It was Democrats and Democrats only. And then this, in this AP news story. All told, the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act may not do much to immediately tame inflationary price hikes, but the package, an election year turnaround after loftier versions collapsed, will touch countless American lives and secure longtime party goals. AP missive or Biden White House press release, you decide. One quick bite from President Biden at the signing yesterday in which he lies once again about who will be paying the taxes inside this bill. President Biden yesterday cut one.
And I'm keeping my campaign commitment. No one, let me emphasize, no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes.
Okay, not true. That the fact checkers, I'm sure, are all on top of that. Debunking, fact-checking President Biden after mentioning or after saying that statement. It's just not, it's not the case. We talked about it yesterday. I guess that we'll talk about it today, how these tax hikes included in the bill will be felt by essentially everyone, and especially those earning under $400,000, through many different ways, paying higher prices on goods and commodities through the corporate tax hikes, paying more in taxes through audits when the IRS comes after you. By the way, Neil Cavuto yesterday, who rarely gets his dander up on Fox. You know, he's a pretty straight-laced kind of guy. He was not having what Jared Bernstein, the White House economic advisor, was selling yesterday on the show. Neil Cavuto and Jared Bernstein yesterday on who exactly will pay the taxes in this so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Cut one.
Let me ask you a little bit about this notion that those earning $400,000 or less are not going to be taxed. But then I read that you're pouring $80 billion into the IRS, presumably to beef up enforcement. And I'm thinking to myself, $80 billion, in order to pay for that, you're going to have to get at least that and then some from American taxpayers. And just taxing the rich more or going after their deductions won't do it. Is it fair to say that the middle class will, in fact, have a tax hit from this?
It is not the slightest bit fair to say that. So let's be very clear about that.
Could you be clear why that is? Because the IRS will investigate everybody, presumably. It's not going to ignore everybody.
So let me
it's
explain.
Not going to be
so
just the rich, right?
So let me explain. First of all, the president just said this in the clearest, most emphatic possible terms. Nobody under $400,000 of income will see their taxes go up one penny. Now, how could both of these things be true? The commissioner of the IRS, Charles Rettig, has said, and I'm not quoting because I don't have the quote in my head, but I'm paraphrasing, the new enforcement dollars will not be spent on increasing audits of anybody under I think probably well above 400,000. That is where
that's a large pool of people that you're telling me now will not be examined, will not have their returns examined. You can go and go after the rich all you want. It's not going to raise this kind of money.
So let's be very clear about this.
No. If there's something amiss with those under that range of $400,000, their pass-through businesses and the like, are you saying that they need not worry about being scrutinized by the IRS?
The point that I'm making is that the $80 billion that you just mentioned from the Inflation Reduction Act to increase the tax enforcement is targeted directly at those in the top 1%, well above
$400,000. So you're going to get all that money. So, the IRS is now under a directive. Go after the top one, and that's how
that's
we're going to get
that. That's the
other
point
I want. No, I just want to be clear. Is that where you're going to get the money, or are you saying that anyone less than the 1% or
40,000?
All right, he's not going to answer the question. He's not going to answer the question directly, other than reiterating the president himself promised you, and certainly he'd never lie. This is a promise, again, that will not be kept. It's going to backfire, because audits will continue on those making less than $400,000. Audits will likely increase on those making less than $400,000. But people who are audited are going to say, what, you promised I would not be audited. And yet, here I am. A lot of problems here. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.